Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're back with Brad King. He is a nutritional researcher and the author of 11 books, including his latest, Dirty Diets, exposing the dietary lies that are keeping you from looking and feeling your best. Brad, you know, we're talking about Christmas and you know, things that people could do to prevent the gain of, you know, what is it, typically 8 or 10 pounds over the Christmas time period that people... What are some of the tips that you give to people?
There's a few things. Number one, there are certain supplements that are available on the market that could really help you at this time of the year. One is something that helps people any time of the year, but especially at this time. It's called the Starch and Fat Blocker. The Starch and Fat Blocker is a product that actually contains what we call an alpha amylase inhibiting agent. And, you know, don't be worried by a big name like that. What that means is when you have carbohydrates, and carbohydrates are largely responsible for overstimulating insulin in the body, which in turn stimulates an enzyme that puts that body into a fat storage mode, what happens is carbohydrates come in two groups. Number one, they come in a group where there are long chains of sugar that are attached to one another with what we call a beta bond. So it's almost like taking a link, which is called a beta, and it just links to another link and links to another link. And if you have a carbohydrate that has a lot of these beta links, well, you don't have to worry about it. You can pretty much eat as much of this carbohydrate as you want. You'll never get fat because the body doesn't have the metabolic machinery necessary to be able to break apart those chains and release the sugars so they don't stimulate insulin, in other words. And those are what we call fibrous vegetables. Those are found in the cruciferous vegetables, for instance, and a lot of the leafy vegetables. You can eat as much of those as you want, and you never have to worry. They'll never release an enormous amount of sugar in the body, and they're very, very healthy for you. On the other hand, the majority of the carbohydrates that we've become accustomed to as the staples of our diets here in North America, we're talking about the many of the grain products, especially the wheat, which is absolutely horrible for you. The cornmeal-based products, we're talking about any of the processed packaged foods, the potatoes, even yams and sweet potatoes, to a certain degree in certain individuals, can be somewhat problematic. So whenever you have very starchy carbohydrates or carbohydrates that are packaged and they don't have any fiber left, those are linked together with what we call these alpha chains, and they have long alpha chains, and we have an enormous amount of the metabolic machinery. We have what's called alpha amylase, which is an enzyme, and it comes and it breaks apart those chains, and we're able to raise sugar very, very quickly in the body. To give you an example of how fast we can raise sugar, if you have pure bread, if you go to the store and buy commercial white or even whole wheat bread and eat that, you can actually cleave those enzymes, break those enzymes apart, and release the sugar almost as quickly as taking pure table sugar and putting it in your mouth. That's how quickly sugar rises, and that's how fast the body's able to break down these chains when you have a lot of these alpha bonds. And this is what really is responsible for making us fat. There's ingredients like white kidney bean, which contains substances that can stop this alpha amylase from changing carbohydrates into sugar. And these are called alpha amylase inhibitors or starch blockers. And we put them into a product called the Ultimate Starch and Fat Blocker, which has actually been clinically shown to help people block up to 66% of the starch calories and up to 30% of the fat calories. So what you would want to do is you would want to take something like the Ultimate Starch and Fat Blocker about 20 minutes prior to a meal. You would want to take at least three. They're very, very small capsules. And if you're having a big meal or you're going to a party, I would take at least six. So 3 to 6, depending, 20 minutes before you eat. And that's going to negate some of the negative effects that are going to be caused from, you know, you're going to give in. Let's face it, you're going to eat some of those foods to begin with. Number two, I would really highly recommend supplementing with a fiber or having a much more fiber in your diet. And if you're going to a party or you're going out to an an event or whatever it is where you know there's going to be the wrong type of food, or I shouldn't say wrong because to us it looks right and it tastes right, but not to your fat cells. The fat cells just expand so easily by giving into all of those sweet, yummy foods. So what you would want to do is you'd want to take, we have something called the ultimate fiberlean, and fiberlean is a fruit and vegetable fiber. You can actually take a full scoop, you could take it in a full glass of water and drink that down right before you go to a party, or even, you know, 5 minutes before a meal, and it will help to hamper some of the quick releasing carbohydrates as well, which means the body is going to have a lot more time to be able to process those sugars effectively. And then finally, what I would do is I would have a protein shake with something called high alpha protein. Alpha is what's found in the human body. That's going to stimulate feel-good chemicals in the brain. It's going to release a lot of the tryptophan, which is going to help us feel very balanced, but it's going to also help us feel fuller over a longer period of time. And the beautiful thing about the protein is just as carbohydrates stimulate a lot of that hormone insulin, which puts the body into that fat storage mode, protein has the ability to stimulate another hormone called glucagon, and glucagon actually releases fat as a preferential energy source in the body. So those are just three quick things that I would do. Obviously, don't give up your exercise, especially during this time.
Hey, Brad, you talked about some great ideas of things that people can do to really balance their blood sugars and stop those cravings or deal with, eating all that sugars. But what about, is there anything that they can do to deal with the stress, to reduce those stress levels on the body and prevent them from craving those carbohydrates, getting better sleep, those kind of things?
Absolutely. First of all, don't overreact to everything going on within your life. I mean, you have to understand there's a lot of things that are out of your control. I was making a shake this morning, and I have a very powerful blender. And of course, I forgot to secure the lid on the powerful blender, and it happened to be on the highest speed. And, my whole kitchen was full of my shake, my green shake in the morning. I could have lost it like a lot of people would, but what good would that have done me? I just laughed, took over half an hour to clean it up, took another shower, and got on with my day. I mean, we choose how we want to react to these events within our lives. In a perfect world, we could all do that. In a perfect world, we could listen to meditation tapes, maybe go to a yoga class, maybe hire a yogi. But we don't live in a perfect world, and that's why we need a little help along the way. There are anti-stress nutrients available to people and compilations of nutrients. We put out one of the top selling ones in Canada, which works almost like within 20 to 30 minutes. It's called Ultimate Anti-Stress. There's also Ultimate Calm. Calm is a natural neurochemical that we produce in the brain called GABA, gamma aminobutyric acid. And the form of GABA that we have in Ultimate Calm is a fermented form that they use in food. It's a food-based form of the same chemical we produce in our brain, and it gets into the brain, it instantly relaxes the body. It's good for people who have a lot of anxiety. As a matter of fact, when people go on things like Valium because of excess anxiety, that's how drugs like Valium work, is they're supposed to stimulate more of this GABA in the brain, which relaxes the brain. So things like Ultimate Anti-Stress, things like Ultimate Calm, even the High Alpha Whey Protein contains nature's highest source of instantly available tryptophan for the brain, and it's been shown in clinical studies with human beings to actually help the body become very balanced very, very quickly.
Brad, in terms of exercise and diet, what should people be doing? You mentioned, don't stop exercising over Christmas. Are there certain types of exercises that they could do if they're not exercising this time of year that they, maybe they should be doing in their home?
We can all find, you know, anywhere from 4 to 20 minutes, and I you know, that was not a misquote. 4 to 20 minutes a day can give you enough in a metabolic boost to allow you to have or be able to process easily an extra 300 to 500 calories a day. Now, we don't have a lot of time to talk about this today, so I do write about this in my book, Dirty Diets. There's a full chapter on it, and I do explain how people can exercise in as little as 4 minutes a day. You can get more information on dirtydiets.com, or please visit me on Facebook, Brad King Health, and that's where I answer questions as well. But what it is very, very short duration. Obviously, 4 minutes is very short duration, but extremely high impact activities. And, you know, you can do something as simple as running stairs a few times a day for a couple of minutes at a time, and that's been shown to boost the metabolic activity for many, many hours afterwards. So gone are the days where you have to go in a gym and, you know, sweat for half an hour or a couple of hours on a treadmill. That is not very efficient in allowing the body to burn calories. What is efficient is, once again, revving the metabolic engine, but making sure you're in good enough shape to be able to do that form of exercise to begin with.
And you're saying 4 to 5 minutes a couple times a day can really make all the difference for people.
Absolutely it can. And this is why I'm saying exercise is no longer an option if you want to lead, you know, a very lean but a very healthy life. There's research showing that exercise and the right type of exercise is not just as good, but actually better than antidepressant medication for mood disorders and depression. So listen, this is a natural antidepressant. We're talking about exercising. There's not a lot of happy people anymore. There's not a lot of people that smile and are happy and laugh a lot. Just doing something good for the body allows you to be much happier. Just for that, it's worth it.
Brad, you should go to a third world country. They seem to be a lot happier over there.
Absolutely. And they, yeah, this is the thing. The least amount of things that these people have, it just seems they're happier with what they do have. Yeah. We can learn a lot from that.
Brad, just got a couple minutes left, but I just want to ask you about stimulants, you know, caffeine, some of the other stimulants that people use to boost their metabolism. Do they work?
You know, they do. These things are called fat burners or thermogenic aids. You've got to be very careful because, once again, we're already having this very high level of stress within our bodies. By drinking coffee and taking metabolic stimulants, we're exacerbating an already out-of-control stress response. There are safer ways to do it. I mean, we put out a product called Lean Energy. It's been around for 10 years. It's probably the safest metabolic booster on the market, and we don't add any caffeine. These are all naturally occurring what we call xanthine alkaloids that look like caffeine, but they actually behave very different, and they're very natural, and they're just much easier on the body, but they still upregulate the metabolism.
Hey, Brad, we're right out of time. If people want more information, how can they contact you?
Once again, dirtydiets.com or on Facebook at Brad King Health.
Brad, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Cheryl Myers about what you can do to slow down the aging process.